This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Danny, I've got a nominee for Husband of the Year I'd like to suggest.
Ooh, it's probably me.
It's not you.
No, it's not me.
Although, I don't know, maybe you're the defending champion. I don't
know. No, I'm not even the best husband in my own house.
Are you one of those houses with two husbands?
No, but it's hard. If you're not ranked first, you're not on the board. I'm not even also receiving votes.
Okay, I didn't know if there was like this weird like HBO show where there's like multiple people married in one house kind of thing going on.
We're not there yet, but we're moving in that direction if I keep screwing up.
Okay, good. Well, here's where my day started. In an Uber, as you know, I make conversations with Uber drivers. It's part of what I like to do. I like to get their backstories, Danny. The guy who is picking me up and driving me to the radio station here in Chicago is retired, and he had a golf appointment on the course, a tee time at 11 o'clock. So he decided to do a little drive, and I said, oh, okay, where do you live? He said, I'm from Indiana. I said, oh, what are you in Chicago for? He says, well, where I live in Indiana is only like 45 minutes away. So I, you know, came down to Chicago to drive. I said, oh, no kidding. So you just come down here because it's busier? He's like, no, I bring my wife to work every morning. So he's retired. He drives his wife to work 45 to 55 minutes, depending on traffic. Then he like sits around Chicago or tries to play golf or does whatever he's going to do around Chicago. Sometimes goes home and then comes back and picks her up at the end of the day just because the commute is so grueling and
that
he's retired.
Wacky. By the way, you could have given me a million guesses and I never would have thought like Indiana is a suburb of Chicago somehow. I never could have figured that out.
I did not have that in the office pool either. I'm not great with maps, but what do you think about this? Would you consider, if you're bored and at home, like maybe once in a while you drive your wife to work, but every single day and you pick her up also? Can you imagine that?
That's a grind of a commute, dude. I mean, and then just sort of killing time while she reps a 9-to-5. That's a lot. That's a lot to deal with. I don't know that I'd do that.
He prefers it to being at home. I don't see how I could prefer that.
You know what I would
prefer sleeping in and sitting on a couch. You could play video games. I would probably watch movies or TV or eat something.
You know how many Destiny 2 strikes I would accomplish if I could just stay at home all day?
If I was retired, because I can't sit in my house for a long time, I think I would probably like end up being a guy that's at the same bar every day at noon. And I wouldn't drink. I haven't had a drink, you know, since December on this diet. So I just go order iced tea and like wings that are dry rubbed and grilled. So maybe I would just go to like Lucky Sports Bar in Alexandria every day and like watch TV and like talk to people.
I know that's exactly what you would do, by the way. that's your retirement plan. What do you want to do? Do you want to buy a property? No, I want to live in my same place in Kingstown and walk to Lucky's and eat dry rub wings and iced tea.
I got an update for you on Ezekiel Elliott.
What is it?
He remains suspended as of right now. The update that just came down, breaking, and there's a lot of lawyer speak here that I can't help you with, but we'll give you the cliff notes. The Fifth Circuit denied the NFLPA's motion.
Okay.
To recall mandate, but says union can still seek en banc. I am botching everything.
And it's an en banc ruling, which is what you have to do is apply to the same guys that just ruled against you to be like, hey, can you guys look again?
Right. So the bottom line is now it sounds like, according to the people way smarter on this front than me, they've basically exhausted their options in Texas. They're going to have to head to New York. But this was a damaging blow today because Ezekiel Elliott's trying to be reinstated. Today's the day off before midweek when he'd have to start practicing for the game this weekend as they come out of their bye. So it looks like he's going to at least be suspended initially, and they're going to continue their fight. But this was a bad blow for them.
Yeah, again, there's the legal wrangling. I don't know ultimately what's going to happen. This is what the NFL has wanted all along, is just, dudes, you got to start serving suspension. And the NFLPA, Elliott's camp, and I understand their position as well. There's a big part of me, and maybe this is just defeatist, I don't know. I think they're probably looking at what happened with Adrian Peterson, with Hardy, and with Tom Brady, et cetera, is we can't just roll over and let the NFL do what they want. But there's a big part of me that just says, maybe you should have just done it at the start of the year and been available for the final 10 games. I don't know. It's easy for me to say, obviously, because I'm not in that spot, but there's a big part of me that says, maybe you just take this one. I don't know.
Well, I bumped into D. Smith, for what it's worth, at the Nationals playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually asked him, I said, hey, let me ask you a question. I said, if Ezekiel Elliott came to you guys and said, hey, I'm just going to take this suspension, I'm tired of this, it's over, would you guys just say okay? Or as the union, is it your bigger deal here for you? Is it your job to fight anyway to set a precedent that I don't care if the player is okay being suspended, we're not? And he basically said that if the player did come to them and said he didn't want to fight, they would take that into advisement, and there's a good chance they may just go with whatever the player wants.
Uh-huh.
But that their job is on behalf of the union to make sure that the next guy that, in their opinion, is wronged doesn't just have to serve the suspension also. So it might be Ezekiel Elliott's decision. It might be their decision. I don't know how Zeke feels at this point. What I know is it's less likely than it was at the beginning of the morning that the suspension gets overturned. Good news for the Redskins and the rest of the East. Bad news for the Cowboys. All right, let's get to the NBA season tipping off, though. We wanted to hit on this. We want to get people's calls on whether the Warriors are the safer bet or the field. If you had to put money down on who's going to win a championship, would you take all the teams in the NBA sans Golden State or Golden State? But tonight's going to be fun. Warriors, Rockets, Houston's very good. And that Boston-Cleveland game after the Kyrie Irving trade, apparently in Cleveland tonight, they're going to play a thank you video for him. You know he's going to get booed like crazy. Him versus LeBron. Didn't even tell LeBron he was going to ask for a trade before he did it.
Oh, I'm so in.
This is going to be a great night of basketball.
It absolutely is. This is a great way to kick it off. Just a couple semifinal teams from last year. Four of the probably five or six best squads in the NBA, the highest over-under totals when you start to combine it. Golden State, 67.5, easily the highest over-under. Then you've got Cleveland, Houston in the 54.5 range. Boston shortly, just a little bit behind them, right around the San Antonio Spurs, 53 and change for their over-under win total. So the point is, four of the probably five or six, again, best teams in the association kicking it off tonight. That bad blood Cleveland-Boston thing ain't going anywhere. They've swapped pieces so the front offices can get along. I guess they can take each other's phone calls, but there's enough bad blood among the team that's going to be really, really exciting. A lot of those Boston guys that are now in Cleveland, you think of Jay Crowder, probably has a chip on his shoulder. You know Isaiah Thomas has said, I'm never talking to Danny Ainge again, et cetera. Go out west late night. This, to me, is a basketball junkie's dream. How do you fit Chris Paul with James Harden? Harden last year played point guard, a stroke of genius from D'Antoni, basically made Harden the guy that, to me, was, you know, if not the MVP, 1A in that, with along with Russell Westbrook. Now he's moving back off the ball primarily to let Chris Paul dominate possession. How does that sort of fit in? Meanwhile, Oklahoma City's got two huge wing players. Who's going to play power forward? Who's going to play small forward in this new era to go along with Russ? But Golden State's still the class.
I still think the Rockets are better than the Thunder. Everyone seems to be jocking Oklahoma City. Like, when I look at their preseason rankings from a bunch of the sites, it goes Warriors, Thunder, Rockets, and then it's the Wolves or the Spurs or the Nuggets, whoever your flavor is, to battle San Antonio. I think Houston is the second best team. I remember watching them in the playoffs last year. I am enamored with their style of play, just shooting as many threes as they do. I think they do it right.
They're fun, no doubt about it. I think you may have some hiccups early season. Remember when Miami first got together with their big three, with Bosch and Wade, and they tried to figure out who they were and how it was all going to go. And through, you know, whatever it was, 18 games, they were like 500. And after that, they kicked everybody's butt. I think that's going to happen a little bit in Houston as you kind of fit these pieces in. With Oklahoma City, you know who's got the basketball. It's Russell Westbrook flying up and down, and you wonder if George and Carmelo can keep up with him for 82 games, let alone the first half, as he's going a million miles an hour.
But what is Melo at this point?
Here's the thing. He gets a terrible rap, and I get a lot of it is deserved. What he is a guy that, when asked to, when he was willing to do it, he wasn't willing to kill himself for a terrible team in New York. And maybe that's a criticism that I think that's a valid one. But if you actually get him involved in the, hey, we need you to be the undersized four, rebound a little bit, you know, when we have to play in the half court, you can get your looks that way, beat people one-on-one. He's still a really tough matchup offensively. He gets beat up a lot because he's not really a willing defender, and he's not even good on defense, and he wasn't really willing to play the four in New York for a 32-win team that he begged to be on and basically maneuvered a trade from Denver to get there. So he's kind of labeled as a loser, which I don't know that that's totally fair, but I see the criticism and I get it. I think he could fit in. And maybe I'm this crazy lunatic person that still buys in on him a little bit. having him as your third banana is not an awful situation at all if you're Oklahoma City, if he's willing to accept that role, and it sounds like he is at this point.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I know, I suppose. Maybe I'm naive.
And maybe I'm just the guy that goes with the crowd, but I think he's the type of player now that just plays losing basketball. I'm a big Melo guy when he came out initially, just not at this point. Let's pose this question, and we can open up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines at 800-636-1067 here. 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in and talk a little hoops on the day that the NBA season tips off, the Wizards get started tomorrow night, so we'll talk plenty about them tomorrow here on Grant and Danny. Is it the Warriors or the field that we should be putting our money on this season? Maybe a better question than that, is it Golden State Cleveland again in the finals as the matchup that we know we're going to get? Might Boston sneak in there? Could Miami have something to say about that? Is a team like the Raptors or the Wizards or the Bucks going to be a little bit better than people think in the East? 800-636-1067, Grant and Danny on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.